Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. I've got a great program lined up for you. Tell your friends, man, oh man, oh man, you need to tell people right now. Call them up. Text them, tell them, tune in, because this is going to be a big show. Bottom of hour number two, Rick Manning is with us, president of Americans for Limited Government. We're going to talk about some of the things that are in the expansion and some of the Biden policies that are going after small business and really what's tucked away and hidden in all this. They're looking at putting another $5 trillion on us, folks. And that's in the middle of basically destroying the dollar. How do you balance those two? We'll talk to Rick about that. It impacts us. As Christians, these things are important because the how we do trade, economics, very much a part of God's world. Let's see. Top of the next hour. Man, this is a big story. Jim Root is now the sheriff of Macon County. It took him 2 years of court battles in order to prove that he, in fact, had won the election. That's right. 2 years after the fact, the man that actually won the sheriff's race in 2018 was finally sworn into office. David Chistokas, our constitutional attorney, joins us as we visit with Sheriff Jim Root. Right here on Chosen Generation Radio. This is a big story, and we're breaking it nationally right here on the program. Bottom of this hour, we're going to be joined by the lovely Ashley Baker, Director of Public Policy, the Committee for Justice. So there's some interesting things happening with Mark Zuckerberg. There was a gigantic overpayment to the Federal Trade Commission. I mean, like, by billions of dollars. Why would you give the FTC billions more than you owe them? It's not like paying off a debt. They're not a bank. I don't see anything that says that they're a investment broker, but apparently they are, because this is allowing Mark Zuckerberg to continue to do some things we're going to talk about in just a minute, because my next guest is Mr. Michael Morris. And Mr. Morris is the associate editor for MRC Free Speech America and MRC Business Associate. MRC Business, sitting in for Mr. Dan Gaynor, Mr. Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. I'll get it spit out here in a second, bud. I know I texted him last night. I said, hey, make sure you get your second cup of coffee. I got to get my second cup of coffee. I don't know. It's, got my own coffee issues going on this morning, Michael. Well, I want to play something for you. I want to play something for you, folks. And this is about how just biased the news is. Tucker Carlson reported on this last night. Interview with Darren Beatty from Revolver. If you've never followed Revolver News, you need to check this out. Here we go.
Well, speaking of the FBI, the New York Times has just published a report vindicating what we said months ago. FBI operatives were deeply involved in the events of January 6th, the white supremacist QAnon insurrection, remember? Citing, quote, confidential records, the newspaper reported that, quote, the records suggest that federal law enforcement had a far greater visibility into the assault on the Capitol, even as it was taking place, than was previously known. The paper reported that an FBI handler was texting a member of Proud Boys, America's greatest threat, at the Capitol complex. So we called this, and we called it because Revolver.News originally broke it. Darren Beatty runs Revolver.News. He broke this story. He joins us now. Darren, thanks so much for coming on. So before we get to the question of why the New York Times is finally verifying what you reported months ago, and I think they denounced you as a conspiracy theorist for doing so, tell us what you think, since you have credibility on this, what the scope of the federal involvement in January 6th was.
Well, it's a very good question, and the extent is far more than the feds and the media were willing to admit. The New York Times piece that you mentioned acknowledges two informants. And look, the New York Times is not out to do Revolver.News any favors or to do you any favors. If the New York Times is covering this, it's because the situation is far worse, and there'll be many more informants coming to light in the near future. And I think it's very important to point out that this poses a pretty severe strategic dilemma for the feds and their apparatchiks in the regime media. Because you'll recall that Senator Klobuchar, when she posed the question about informants to FBI Director Wray, she did him the courtesy of assuming that there was no visibility into the protest because they had no informants. You see, if they had informants, that would have meant they were informed as to what would transpire. And then the question is, why didn't you do anything to stop it? Now that we know they have informants, the question re-presents itself, why didn't they do anything to stop it? And I think this explains an interesting amount of sort of mixed messaging that we're seeing recently from the regime media coverage of this. You'll see that the basically, the feds are using their sources in the media to present this new narrative that, you know what, actually, there wasn't foreplanning. Actually, it wasn't this conspiracy in advance. It was more of a spontaneous outburst. The reason you're seeing this transition in the narrative is that if there was no foreplanning on the part of the so-called insurrectionists, that means there could have been no foreknowledge on the part of the feds, and they're absolved from suspicion as to why, if they knew about it, they didn't do anything to stop it. But the real beauty part about this is that even as this narrative shift protects the downside for the feds from that type of exposure, it completely blows up another foundational pillar of the official narrative 1-6, which is that it was a conspiracy, which it was this pre-planned attack that was set up in advance, and that's why it's like 9/11. It's the basis of the prosecution of all of the militia groups, essentially, associated with 1-6, and furthermore, it's the basis of the entire 1-6 commission. So they're really stuck in a bind. Either the FBI has to address new questions of why, if they had a bunch of informants and they were presumably informed, they didn't stop it, or why this whole narrative that they've been telling us about a conspiracy that was pre-planned, that serves as the basis of multiple high-level prosecutions and the commission itself, why that was false. It's either one or the other.
That's right.
And And so there you go, folks. The New York Times finally comes out and reports on this. And Michael, as we, you know, look at this from the perspective of media bias, this has been a big narrative for 8 months now, right? Jen Psaki, all of the media, everybody communicating, you know, these were insurrectionists, these were MAGA people, this was President Trump, you know, I mean, Miley's even quoted, right, as being afraid and supposedly had conversations with China about, I'll inform you if we're going to attack. This blows the whole media up and really shines another spotlight on the bias that's going on there.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, every time the Biden administration runs into problems, you know, from the economy to Afghanistan to negative press about the abortion issue and them worrying about Roe v. Wade going back to the Supreme Court, what they've constantly done, Democrats and other leftists, is run back to January 6th and tried to focus and blame Republicans and the right for being quote unquote insurrectionists. Well, look, they've got to hide the bad poll numbers from the Gaffmaster 5000 Biden, who's hit new lows at 43% of approval. Harris is at 49%. So, you know, it's just a continued narrative. You've got the media echoing the Democratic Party, echoing the left, and just hiding the bad, the horrible ratings, the horrible situations the Biden administration keeps creating. And that's what the media is doing, is trying to cover up for Biden.
Well, and I know that you're very much involved in, you know, fighting for free speech as a part of MRC's Free Speech America initiative. And so here we have, you know, Jen Psaki, the communications director for the administration, who stands up there and tells us stories about vaccines, stories about masks, stories about all of these things, stories about Afghanistan, stories about Miley, now stories about, you know, well, it's been stories about January 6th. And yet, at the same time, if someone is out there actually speaking truth about these things, the censorship is just glaring and the media is pouncing on people that are trying to actually enter into some dialogue and discussion on these matters.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, just recently here in a late September interview with Morning Joe and Mika Brzezinski, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asking big tech to censor even more. She said, as we're in the middle of a pandemic, we know that they have more data about how misinformation is traveling on the Internet. And we know that people are getting misinformation on the Internet that is preventing them or prompting them not to get a vaccine. So she's really worried that people are going to do their own research on things and try to find out the truth of matters instead of just getting the regurgitated message from the leftist media about the Democratic talking points. And so she's echoing to the big tech companies that, yeah, if these people are going to say things contrary to the narrative put out by the White House, that they should censor that. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
And stop and think about this. I mean, this is, you know, free speech, right after freedom of religion, freedom of speech, it's in the First Amendment. And it's supposed to be a free press, but what I see is a press that essentially takes its marching orders from a regime and puts out a narrative, and they parrot the same exact thing. And we've seen this. You guys have pointed this out on your site a number of times, where you have four or five images of news anchors or news talking pundit heads, and each one of them literally verbatim is saying the same thing. And yet again, when someone rises up and says, like Mr. Beatty in Revolver News, wait a minute, no, our investigations are revealing this, they want to immediately silence that information, and especially when it comes to issues having to do with this inoculation, folks, and masks and so on, I have to tell you, there's too much evidence that's out there that speaks to the detrimental impacts of it and people that are having detrimental impacts. All right, we'll be back. Michael Morris will be with us. We're coming up on the other side. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to you some more about how free speech is being quelled in America. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
Celebrities are crazy. I don't want to be in that category. They are. They're going freaking insane. Don't call me that anymore. These people are out of their freaking mind. how they treat people, what they do, what they say. But just because I made it don't mean I'm bigger than you. Just because I made it don't mean I'm smarter than you. Just because I have more money than you don't mean that I'm better than you. I've never been that way, and I never will be that way. So I don't want to be in that category with people. So like this, I don't want these celebrities are going freaking crazy, and I don't want to be one. I denounce my celebrityness today.
There we go, folks. Shaquille O'Neal denounced his celebrityness. I love that guy. I think he's awesome. I've always liked him, and I just, man, you know, he's. Matter of fact, when I first came out here and we were doing the church here in Bandera, the son of one of the couples that we were first connected with out here years back when Shaq was still in high school, played some ball with Shaq down in San Antonio. Shaq's from this area, and anyway, it was cool stuff. So, good guy, Shaquille O'Neal, but. Hey, man, those celebrities, he called them out, Michael. He called them out. That's pretty significant to get somebody like Shaquille O'Neal, and he used free speech to do it.
Right, yeah. I've always loved the interaction between him and Charles Barkley on the air. They play off of one another really well, and both of them have said things that run counter to the liberal media narrative, and I'm sure the left was very upset that they spoke their minds and said the truth and are trying to distance themselves from what other Hollywood celebs and other big time names in sports are trying to do.
Well, it really absolutely has to, drive them nuts. Yeah. He was from Cole High School, 1989, practicing Cole High School in San Antonio. So he was, down from the San Antonio, Texas area, homegrown. So let's close this out by talking about the media and social media's efforts to continue to silence, because that continues to be a major issue. And we're going to be kind of transitioning into this as we talk about, essentially Zuckerberg and Facebook paying off the FTC so they'll leave Facebook alone so Facebook can take marching orders from Jen Psaki and from Biden and the White House. But you mentioned this, that they basically were saying to Facebook, hey, we want you to, quell the vaccine issue. Don't put out any facts. Don't let anybody see any truth about, so they can make an informed decision about the experimental inoculation. Can you speak to that for a second real quick as we close out the program?
Well, yeah, I mean, so Facebook uses the WHO and the CDC for their marching orders, which is a government entity, CDC is, and WHO is an international entity. Well, we know that the WHO has also taken its marching orders from the likes of China. For the longest time, the WHO had out on Twitter that you couldn't even catch COVID from person to person, and they left that, Twitter left that up. And so this is the organization that Facebook chooses to use as its arbiter of truth and science for COVID. And why? Because it runs along with the narrative that the Biden White House and that other tyrants, I'll just call them that, tyrants in the states are trying to use to control the population. So it's really disturbing that they're using these organizations and that they're allowing this sort of censorship. They're not even allowing people to question things on social media.
Well, and we'll get into a conversation coming up here in the next half hour with Ashley Baker as she looks at this from an antitrust position and how basically we, the people, are being assaulted by these woke corporations that are using antitrust against us. Back with more coming up. Thank you, Michael. Back more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is. and I challenge you to this lesson. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.